It's Thursday morning time for Michael from Yelp.com to tell us what's happening. What's happening?
Go fuh yourself.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Go fuh yourself or fuh yourself? What is it?
Yeah, I think it's fuh.
I think if you're American, it's fuh. Right. And if you're an ignorant American, it's fuh. If you're not, it's fuh.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hence the pun.
Go fuh yourself.
Go fuh yourself.
So, we're talking Vietnamese.
Heck, yeah.
Oh, there's so many great Vietnamese places in town.
Where's your favorite?
Man, 777. It's literally down the street, and it's good.
I am on that bandwagon all the way to the finish line, and I'm not getting off it.
Well, my friend Raina, she is huge. She loves the one in the Costco shopping center.
Asian noodles.
Yeah. I mean, she goes there like once a week.
It's also a good one.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Golden Flower. We can't forget that.
That's totally. Classic. Also, that's great at late night, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 2 o'clock in the morning, you want to get some food in you?
I wanted to do a little research, but I'm pretty sure that like pho is the equivalent of Mexican menudo.
Yeah.
And that means if you're out late, you should probably eat that before you go to sleep.
It's
and
you'll so hearty.
Yeah, you'll be okay in the morning.
Yeah, it's so hearty. It fills you up and it lasts you for a while.
See, the thing I like about 777 is that their food has just a little something extra that makes it taste different from the other places. But, I mean, if you're not in downtown Reno and checking out 777 or Golden Flower, there's a couple others that have popped up recently that are also getting a lot of notoriety.
Do tell.
Fuh Kitski.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one to say.
Yeah, slow down.
Yeah. Fuh Kitski is right there on the corner of, like, Kitski and Gentry, next to the Big O Tires.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a pretty good Yelp rating, 71 reviews with 4 stars.
That's good.
And Yelper Meredith W. said that the spring rolls were her go-to there, and of course the Vietnamese iced coffee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Meredith, good call.
After you eat a bowl of pho, you're ready to go to sleep.
Yeah, it's a big meal.
So a Vietnamese iced coffee is the perfect...
Knock you up.
So, fuck it. So they also have some really cool...
Who's that, by the way?
Pho Kitski. Also has some interesting menu items that include things like... Miko and shaking beef, which are some dishes you don't see on too many other menus around town. Nam Van Noodle Cafe. That one we don't have to say very slow.
No. Where is that?
That is out in Sparks on Los Altos.
Okay.
And
oh, my parents went to this and it says really, really good.
Yeah, it's been getting a lot of rave reviews. The photos on Yelp are just mouthwateringly delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great spot in Sparks if you're there. The other one I would point you to is SK Noodle, which is on the corner of McCarran and Pyramid.
Okay.
So you got a couple of good options there. And there's everywhere you turn, there's probably another one. But I think like in this issue of the Weekly Up, we've got pretty close to the top five. The only other one I would add into the running would be pho in the Target Shopping Center in South Reno.
Just simply pho.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lastly, I would add that when you go into these places, it's really great to get the same thing every time. You know,
I know.
Your rare steak, pho.
I know. I'm totally guilty of that.
But look at the menu. There are a lot of other noodle soups out there that are equally or more delicious than what you've enjoyed in the past.
Right.
Like pho by Target has this one soup called Bun Bo Huy, which is a super traditional Vietnamese soup. It's a little bit spicy. It's a lot richer than pho.
Mm-hmm.
And they serve it with a thicker rice noodle.
Oh, okay.
Quite good. And traditionally, it has some of those off bits that most people don't really look to as delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least most Americans, I should say.
Right.
And Golden Flower has a version of this, and so does the Asian Noodles by Costco. But the one at Pho Target is like beginner level.
Gotcha.
It has rare steak. It has all of the things you love in what I think is a better tasting broth.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend to work off all that pho, we've got Freeze Your Pints Off.
Yeah, what's that?
It's an outdoor beer festival down on 4th Street, presented by Under the Rose.
Oh, okay, and yeah. This is the second or third one?
Yeah, I think this is the second annual.
Yeah.
And they've got all the great local brewers, including people from as far away as Gregel and Blairsden, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And the Brewing Lair will be there. Brewer's Cabinet, who just opened their massive canning facility. One ticket gets you all the drinks plus a meal from one of the food trucks on site. So
nice.
It's a great afternoon. That's Saturday.
Okay.
And we've got Real Big Fish at Cargo.
Real Big Fish. Ska returns.
Ska returns. I remember them, but I can't think of the lyrics.
Just go, hey, hey, hey.
But you can find out all these great, you can go fuh yourself.
Hey now!
At yelp.com/weekly_Yelp. And you can also look at Yelp Reno on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to check out more about these spots too.